Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Is that stat actually anywhere near being true? 45% of food produced in South Africa not making it to the table.
It is a staggering percentage, yes. The last we had it at least 30%, so it's over 10 million tons of food, annual food that is lost and gone to, goes to landfill. So we produce about 31 million tons. We had it down as a third, but if this is a new study with CSIR, that's staggering. That's getting worse, not better, which is quite concerning.
Lindsay, unpack that for us, because that is just unacceptable. Where is that quantity of food being lost?
From every level, whether it's from the farming, from manufacturing, from distribution, from retail. So at farming level, the A-grade produce gets sold and the rest isn't fit, you know, to be sold into the market. And when it comes to manufacturing and distribution levels, if there's anything that's damaged, a box on a pallet, they will send an entire shipment back. And unfortunately, it's just quicker and easier to...
Lindsay, sorry, I just want to make sure I heard you properly. You said the A-grade is sold. What did you say happens to the rest?
Well, if it's not of a correct consistency or, you know, the right size or the right shape or the right color, the markets aren't going to buy that produce, and that is then wasted. So there's a large quantity, there's a large percentage at farm level, but it happens at manufacturing distribution level. If there's damaged packaging, they'll send everything back. And I suppose by the time that they've tried to break it down and do an analysis of it, it's cheaper just to get rid of it.
Lindsay, what's the solution to that? Because that's just unacceptable on every single human and moral level.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
You can't have people starving in a country and throwing food away. I mean, that's just, absolutely, that equation does not work.
No, it doesn't. So what we do as SA Harvest is we're a national food rescue organization. So we go to the big corporates or the distribution centers or at farm level, and we say, please, can we take your overruns and surplus and anything that you're not going to use? Obviously, it's got to be within a decent expiry date. So if there's something that's got 6 months to go, they also won't put that on the shelf. So they will get rid of it. So there's a lot of fit for human consumption product that can be utilized, and it can, yeah. And then with that, we can provide a Section 18A, which is a tax certificate, and these corporates can use that at the end of the year and bring down their tax that they're paying because they've given the food.
What kind of buy-in are you getting from suppliers? To what extent are they providing you with the second grade destined for landfill product?
It's getting better and better, and they're getting on board. We're getting huge success with a lot of the big retailers and a lot of the manufacturers and the distribution centers. We've got a very transparent tracking system, a platform, so everything is recorded down to the last gram with expiry date, and you can show where it's come from and where it's gone out to. So as long as everything's tracked and recorded and within the expiry date and it's not damaged, then we can get it out. So yes, you are getting a lot of buy-in. There's a lot around climate change and environmental disasters that shops that want to take more responsibility for the food that they cannot put on the shelf.
You know, had we been a country, first world, Northern Europe, people having excess, you know, maybe I could understand the argument that this could affect prices. But in a country where people are starving, and I'm not sure the extent to which they are, but I'm sure there is hunger here, you know, this just seems absolutely, utterly unacceptable. Do we know how many people in South Africa go to bed at night hungry?
Oh, no, there's a few million. There's probably about 20 million. And in KZN alone, say, for example, 50% of them are living in informal settlements, so there's not water and sanitation, responsible waste management and food security. But it's not that there's not enough food out there for them. It's just that the security system's just broken. We just need to fix it. We just need to reallocate how it's all dealt with, and then it'll be in a much better position. And you mentioned global. I just want to say that, unfortunately, food loss is actually at a global level. Everybody is coming to the party now, but in a first world country, it has been bad. They definitely are wasting at a global level. And I suppose here in South Africa, it's just trying to get policies and legislation to support charities and civil society.
Wow. It's not often I'm shocked into silence, but I've got to tell you, this really is shocking, shocking, shocking. Tell me about your organization, because it sounds like you're doing really good work.
Yeah, we do. We've got a fleet of refrigerated trucks, so everything is transported by very responsibly. We've got our beneficiaries that we visit on a daily basis. So when it comes to vetting and getting a good understanding and a good relationship of communities, that's how we work. So we don't work as a food bank. We don't fill a warehouse and let people come in and take food. We actually go onto the ground. And then from there as well, at the moment you're dealing with this crisis, a very current global crisis, and then we would look at a longer-term relationship with the communities to deal with the systemic underlying conditions. So that would be going back into agriculture, trying to work out how we can build up the communities, especially in the rural areas, to stop everybody, urban sprawl, try and build back rural areas so people can live more comfortably.
I'm also wondering to what extent we as the consumer have powers vis-a-vis the large chains who are part of the problem, i.e. refusing a cucumber because it's the wrong shape. I mean, do we have any power to say to them, enough?
If we could do it from domestic, from household level, that would be amazing. It would be very, very good for us as communities to put pressure back on the put pressure back at the store level.
Sounds like we need to name and shame. That's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah, we at the moment trying not to do this. We're trying to get them just to change their behavior. And I just think it's a whole mindset change. It's just a journey. And as long as we can all be on the same page, it can definitely work. I think there's a lot of food waste at household level as well and at restaurant level.
Lindsay Hopkins, what an interesting discussion. You certainly made me very angry this afternoon at 5:26 in the evening. I'm going to check in with you in a couple of months' time. Hopefully you will be able to report to us that there has been a lot of significant progress in this regard.
Well, just in Durban alone, since the looting, we've sent out about 700,000 meals. So we will possibly in the next couple of months get up to a million of this is food that we've pulled in. Some of it has been donated. It's not necessarily all rescued goods, but we are making a huge dent as best we can.
A final question goes to a listener. He calls himself M. He says, Lindsay, can we do something to help wasted food get to hungry people?
Yes, it would be amazing. If anybody can get in touch with SA Harvest, it's just saharvest.org. And any insights, any leads, any support would be most welcome. So if they possibly work for a logistics chain or they work for a manufacturer, work for anywhere where they're seeing food waste, perhaps have the conversation with the corporate social responsibility sector or the procurement director or manager and maybe look at a way that they can come to the party. And it's not about actually writing down like the naming shame. It's not about us pointing fingers. It's about saying, right, you've got a problem here. Let's try and solve it. Let's work together and make it work better. So absolutely, yes.
Lindsay Hopkins, KZN Operations Manager at SA Harvest. Thank you for chatting to me this afternoon. I find that super enlightening.
Yes, there's lots of good stuff happening on the ground though. So there is a lot of impact and change happening. So let's chat again and
We definitely will. You best believe that. Thank you for your time this afternoon. We're going to leave it